Welcome to the Real BS Show. Show number 33, 34, I don't know.
We lost track.
Yeah, we lost track. Well, we got to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Coronavirus?
Yeah.
Amongst other things. I want to talk about some old friends.
Yeah.
Do you think you can do that?
We'll
swipe some video or some audio off of Facebook and
yeah,
some old phone things I got.
Right.
All right. Well, let's let Michael take it away and we'll come back.
Yeah.
This is the real BS show. Not the imitation.
Not the imitation. This is
but the real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah.
Can't get any more real.
I got to tell you a story.
I'm interested.
All right. Way back in 68, 60, I think it was 68, 69, 70, someplace in there.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, at college, okay? I went to college, if you can imagine that.
Yeah.
All right. I went there to wrestle. I didn't go there for any other reason. And the first roommate I had, he didn't like me.
Right.
So he left, and then I got a new one.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Mike Hutzel, one of the finest people I've ever met in my life.
Uh-huh.
And a super musician.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was a bass player. And somehow, some way, got together with a few other guys around town, Clary and Aaron. Somehow got a band together.
Right.
I whooped together a light show, Knock Your Socks Off. Back in those days, you know, it was pretty exciting.
With all the psychedelics.
And, it was. But the band was just a blast. I mean, and very popular. I mean, the kids loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Made a few bucks even, you know, was making some nice money. And but Mike Hutzel was my roommate, and I'm not sure how he put up with me, but we've been friends, and we've known each other. We talked to each other a few times over the years, but
right.
Just in the last 2 or 3 years. Well, they had a reunion. Matter of fact, a dormitory reunion, I guess you call it, Schaefer Hall.
Right.
I think it was Schaefer Hall, something like, no, Forest Manor. That's what it was, Forest Manor. So anyways, they had a reunion in Pittsburgh. I went to that.
Yeah.
And saw Mark Perlman and Mike and, oh, I can't even remember half the guys. I know them when I see them, and it was really neat. It was pretty neat. So anyways, me and Mike have been talking, and he's still playing. He's played all these years. I think I seen him in Erie in the 70s. He was the Penguin Brothers.
Uh-huh.
They were playing at the Hilton.
Oh, really?
But he's, you know, done a lot of the, you know, Holiday Inn or, you know, kind of fancy place, you
right.
know, circuits, I guess you could say. But he's kind of toned it down a bit. He's just playing himself. But he sent he put a video up. I think it was on Facebook or someplace. And that's where you got it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I asked him if it was okay. He said it was all right to do this. And so what I like to do is, like I say, he's a good friend. He was a good musician way back then and good singer. And he's probably even better now.
Right.
And I'd like to play. He played a song, and you know, in his basement, keyboard. He just stuck the iPhone or the iPad or whatever up, and did a song.
Right.
So I'd like to, Mike. This is for you. I don't know if you're listening. I'm sure you might be, but this is for you, and we'll carry on after this is over. But let's hear a little Georgia.
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, on my mind, my Georgia. No peace I find.
Mr. Mike Hutzel, thank you so much. Thank you very much. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
That was beautiful.
And the other half of this combo from Clarion was the wrestler Gary Taylor. He was my friend. He was the lead singer in the band. And it's a long story. Well, me and Gary didn't make it. We left school. But he went back and got his degree and went to coaching. Mm-hmm. And became a coach at Rider University. And he's the third winningest coach in NCAA Division I history.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a feat. I mean, that's just amazing. And so we've been talking off and on, you know, for a long time. We used to play music after I got out of the Army. He'd come up to the house and we'd just blow the walls down, you know.
Jeez.
I mean, he was a good guitar player. I mean, his electric guitar playing was amazing. I don't know how that happened, you know. I learned how to play the bass, he learned how to play the guitar, and away mm-hmm. we went. But so I got a couple, well, quite a few cell phone recordings of him in action, let's say, because he still plays. After all these years, he's out playing, and, well, not with the coronavirus going on. He's kind of
right,
sidelined right now.
Kind of locked down, huh?
Yeah, but he's still out there playing, and he's got some friends that he sits in with and plays with, and we'll get one of those songs on here, too. But the first song, I think, it's just a live shot at a club where he was at, and I just picked out one song, and like I say, these aren't in studios. These are done on iPhones and
right,
iPads
right.
and whatnot. So, you know, the quality is, I mean, it's not studio quality, let's put it that way. But it'll give you a good idea. And hopefully we got the voices out front far enough. And
right.
Everything's EQ'd right. So let's listen to Gary Taylor. Now, he was the lead singer in the band. He's a heck of a wrestler. And a super-duper wrestling coach for a lot of years, 30, 38, 39, 40 years, someplace in there. And Hall of Fame kind of guy. Just a super guy. Him and Mike were just wonderful people. So let's listen to Gary play his guitar at a club.
We do another song by Damien Rice off of his new CD, and it's called I Don't Want to Change It.
Change my mind.
Thank you, Gary, very much. Had to chop that one off.
Yeah.
As I dropped the phone on the... No, I'm just kidding. What I also got, you know, I got quite a few of Gary, but they're all bits and pieces and here right. and there, and it's hard for me to do it on the phone to get them moved around. But this next one is Gary and a couple of his friends. I think the other guy, the guy singing with Gary, is the bar. He owns the barn or the bar, wherever they're at.
Right.
Pretty special place. But him and Gary do a song here together, and it came out fairly good. I mean, just for off the shooting from the hip, you know, with a cell phone, it's pretty tough to do, and I think they got it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good rendition of the song.
And yeah, I'll give you an idea of what the talent that's there.
Right.
So let's give that a whirl and see what we get.
Wash out in the water. Is it always in the blood?
Gary, very nice. Nice harmonies, huh?
That's beautiful.
What do you think?
That was very beautiful. I truly enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. It's much better than what I heard on my cell phone.
We definitely need to get these guys, both Mike and Gary, in this, you know,
the studio.
Studio, or figure some way of getting them to, like, maybe we can get them on Skype or have them record their segments and we can mix them together.
Yeah, we have to ask those Ukrainian guys how they did that.
Because they did
the video and the sound with that trumpet player.
I mean,
he wasn't in the studio, but they got him really good.
There's a way of doing it. And I think if we have them all set up with Audacity or something like that, have them record together, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We could find a drummer. If you know any drummers, you get them to play and then have everybody else bass off that. That'd be fun.
Oh, and drummers are a dime a dozen. Bass players and drummers. They're everywhere.
It depends on the bass drummers.
Yeah, bass players, they only got four strings and they're extra fat.
The bass guitarist is vital, I think, and the drummer is vital too.
Well, it's a little nice little touch, you know, but everything's about the singers, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about the singers. I mean, Frank Sinatra. Who is Frank Sinatra's bass player? Nobody knows. Who is his drummer? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know, so it's a way of the world. So what, you know?
Right.
As long as the bass player and drummer are having fun, that's what counts.
Right.
So that's how I got into it.
I just think that if we get them both on there, they could do some of these songs, you know, new ones or ones that they would want.
Well, you know, after playing all these years, you know, for so long and you come up with an idea, say, hey, you know, you want to play, you know, make some music, boom. The real guys always do. They always want to show up. They always want to make more music.
Right.
I don't care how long they've been doing it.
They're in it for the fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, Seth, you feeling spunky?
Oh, sure.
I got a real task for you.
What's that?
The last job that the Boys Night Out, that's the band I was in,
yeah,
about a year ago, I up and surprised them and quit. I just got tired and worn out, you know.
Right.
Every weekend, I just couldn't do it. And plus, I was carrying all the equipment.
Right.
You know, I was the only one who could pull the trailer around.
Right.
So I quit. Well, I had the idea, well, I'll set up a... what do you call them? Fire, Kindle, whatever.
Right.
Tablet thing. And record the last night.
Right.
Well, it turned out terrible. It sounded awful. The video was just destroyed. But a couple of the songs, you know, there's, you know, half a dozen songs that weren't completely terrible. I mean, audio-wise.
Right.
So I picked one out and I brought it with me. And let's see if we can, you know, compress,
normalize,
EQ-wise, yeah. You know.
Give some TLC.
Effectize, you know, yeah, whatever, you know. And see if we can get it to sounding halfway decent.
Right.
It's like I say, the boys are a little upset with me.
Right.
But, you know, we just let it fly.
Right.
And, so I just picked out one song. There was a whole night's worth, but picked out one that was kind of clear, a bit clear, you know. And so let's see. I know you've already took a look at it and played with it. So let's see.
I massaged it and treated it tenderly.
Yeah. Let's see. You want to hear what? Well, I'd like to hear what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the Boys' Night Out, their very last night of existence. At a club in Titusville.
Yeah.
And let's give it a listen, see what happens.
Sounds good.
Hey, now, if you're listening to this, you should be listening to all these songs, really all our shows, on headphones.
Yeah.
Bluetooth speakers or something bigger than a cell phone speaker.
Yeah.
Because you miss half of the stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of little hidden treats in there.
Yeah, so if you got a set of Bluetooth or you're in the car or whatever,
yeah.
You know, speakers that are a little bit bigger, you got a little more horsepower, are just whole new ball game.
They're missing out on my beard rubbing against the microphone. So.
or on this song, if you listen on your cell phone, there is no bass,
right?
You know, and there's no low end.
Oh, I brought the bass up a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll tweak it up so try to hear everybody, you know,
right.
Which is hard to do without blowing anybody's head off, you know. So
right.
All right, let's give it a listen and see what happens.
Okie doke.
All right, hey, well, I'll tell you what. Drunkenness and all, what are you doing by dream?
Boys' Night Out, the last performance.
And I have to say that you guys were a very tight band, you know.
You had to be there. I mean, yeah. that Kindle or whatever was recording that, it was terrible.
I just remember all the ladies, they were the that were trying to get me to dance with them, and I had to back off and say, no, I can't dance with you guys. It just didn't.
You're too wild.
Nah, they're too wild for me.
The old ladies are too wild.
They were like, you know, they were, you know, in their older years, and they just have a lot more experience, and I don't know if I can handle that much experience.
Yeah,
you
right. Probably a little more liquor than you had.
That's true. I think I had Coke that night. Not,
yeah, well,
not cocaine.
Those guys, those guys were upset with me because I quit the band, and they were.
Yeah,
pretty upset that. But then Henry thought about it. He says, "You know, I can't do this anymore either." He
right.
Said, he was in bad shape. And hey, you know,
I
it was time for a change because man, we were just playing all the time.
Yeah, I helped you guys move equipment and stuff. Take down and put up. You know,
you
and
get home at 4 or 5 in the morning. Geez, right. Oh man.
And I can't imagine. Doing that every night across the country, if you know, in a large band, what they do, I'm sure that
well, they got a lot more people, you know,
right?
Lot more,
right?
They got guys that do nothing but carry equipment and
right.
pack trucks, and
right,
you know, and the big stars, they just trot on and trot off,
right?
They're
right.
done,
right?
It ain't that way for us little guys,
but,
you know.
But when they first started out, I'm sure they did their own equipment, and,
yeah,
know,
it's hard to say, you never yeah. know, you know,
yeah.
you never know,
but. Yeah, it was. You guys were definitely a tight band, that's for sure.
It was fun. It was fun to play. I mean, when we were, certain songs that we just clicked, and it just...
Everyone would come out dancing. That's one thing I remember, yeah.
I mean, stupid songs like Mustang Sally and stuff, we did them our own way.
Yeah.
You know, and I had my own bass parts that just, between me and the drummer, we just knocked the socks off of that song.
Right, right.
It, you know, anybody and their uncle could get up there and sing, and they just had a ball, you know. It was
right.
really neat. But anyways, we gotta talk about, you know, I was thinking about this coronavirus, and I was thinking, you know, I got to get a song. What would be my song to, I don't know what you say, not represent, but...
Right.
My anthem.
Right.
I mean, what, are we over 2 million?
2.2 million people. That'd be the case.
Wow.
153 have died. After 153,000 have died. It's definitely grown. We've been covering this for a while.
Yeah.
I think February.
Definitely.
I remember the first I heard about it was in January 17th, and you know, I didn't know it was going to cross like this and spread this far.
I don't know how my son knew, but he said, "Dad, this is going to be hairy. This is going to get awful."
Yeah.
And I remember the World Health Organization was saying it can't be spread human to human.
Yeah, they were
this
saying
this was in January 20th.
But they also had, like, different people when the ban was put on for travel from to China and back and forth. People were criticizing that. And you had them saying, out and just keep on doing things and, you know, living life, go on the metro and go
Trump,
on the
Trump was a dirtbag of all major proportions for that move. And then it turned out he should have done it sooner.
In the U.S., there's 700,000 cases.
Yeah, I know. We just took the ball and ran with it.
We're number one now, you know? I mean,
yeah, in a bad way.
Yeah.
But, and deaths too. I mean, it's gotten ugly.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is where I look at. We have to be careful with the numbers because I'm into statistics, and I will say we have to look at deaths per 1 million. And deaths per 1 million, we're at 111 deaths per million. That's not that, you know, it's tragic.
Well, that's less than Italy or Spain.
Oh,
I
definitely.
Would say. Yeah.
Spain is 419 deaths per million. Italy's 376 deaths per million. We're much lower. Yeah. Now China, they're lying about their numbers. I don't know.
Forget China.
Yeah,
they've been lying since November. They've been lying.
They're claiming they only have 82 cases or 82,000 cases. There's no way that they have only 82,000. And anybody that
they had 82,000 in December.
Yeah, yeah. And
I mean, it's crazy.
So yeah, Russia's another one that's lying, but.
Tell you what, I'm not buying anything from China anymore if I can help it.
It's difficult.
Well, except for the masks, I got it.
Yeah, they make our masks.
I put one of those on. I said, this thing stinks like China.
Yeah,
jeez,
yeah.
Smells like China in here.
Yeah.
But hey,
it's difficult.
I put it in the microwave and cooked it for 30 seconds just to make sure there was no viruses on there. I don't know if that works or not, but
well, rubbing alcohol works too, I hear. But you know, I heard, you know, there's this issue out there that some people are they can't wrap their head around this concept that you can be concerned about the virus, you can be concerned about government authority taking over civil liberties, you know, yeah. And also you can be concerned about, you know, the panic, you know, I mean, or the economy. It's all those are valid things to be concerned about.
Yeah.
At once.
That's a tough road to hoe.
I don't find it conflicting in my head to be concerned about the economy, because I think that's what is concerning to me. And there's countries like Sweden that did take an extremely different approach. They did shut down things. They did shut down businesses somewhat in Sweden.
Nothing like everybody else.
No.
They're a lot looser about it.
What they told the older people to stay home. If you're sick and at risk or older, stay at home. Everybody else that's younger, live on.
Go to work.
And you know what? I kind of agree with that. We probably could have went that approach, and maybe the older people that or people at risk could have stayed at home and just ride this baby out.
Well, you know, this thing to me is going to, I mean, I've always been concerned about touching doorknobs and stuff like that because in the wintertime I get shocked, number one. So I always got my hands covered somehow.
Right.
And even in the summertime I think about it and I say, who knows who's touched that McDonald's door handle before me. So I always pull my sleeves down and I've always done that and try to wash my hands before I eat and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I guess it's working. I don't know. I'm still getting older and more decrepit, but when I was thinking about this virus and everything, I said, "Well, this has got to be a theme song. What would be a good theme song for this thing?" And you know, I don't know. I remember I mentioned it to you. I don't know if you thought about it or come up with anything.
Yeah, I got one.
You don't have to tell the name. I don't know the name of mine either.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah, I
do. I know the name of mine.
Do you?
Yeah. But you can go with yours first if you want to.
Oh, okay. Beat It.
Oh, there
Beat
you go.
Beat It. Yeah, that was the name of the song that I said, bam, that's right on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the rest of the words are, but Beat It. I said, that's what we got to do.
Mine would be the Band of Horses. The song is The Funeral, and it's not for people necessarily that are dying. That's tragic. Mm. It's more encompassing everything.
That's so the name of the band?
The Band of Horses is the name of the band. The song is The Funeral.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the song you want to play. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's end the show with those. We'll play a couple songs and call it a night.
Yeah.
You know.
It's getting a little chilly.
I want to say, they're not paying their... We're down here in our bunker, you know, and there's no heat down here.
Where's Mr. Scrooge at?
Yeah. I want to say thanks to Mike Hutzel. He's been a good friend. I mean, he was a good friend way back then, and he's still a wonderful guy now. And Gary Taylor, the same thing. I mean, I'm glad he was so successful because the guy's a worker.
Right.
And just a very decent guy. I mean, just stellar guy. If there's a heaven, he's probably going to get there.
I would have to say that both of these musicians that you put on tonight are very competent musicians, and I think we definitely need to get them in here.
Yeah, somehow.
Either through
maybe
the internet,
we'll go there. Huh?
We could go there, or they could be on the internet, or they can come here. You know, we got to get them on.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
You know,
there's always a way.
Yeah,
you know, there's always a way. You know, we got to do it before we all kick off, though.
That's true.
Except for you. You're young.
You never know. I live. I'm healthy, but you know.
Yeah, I guess we're all on the edge.
Yeah.
You know, but okay, well, you want to do yours first or you want me to do mine first?
I'll do mine first, and then you can end yours with the bang. You know?
All right. Okay, well, let's hear your song, coronavirus theme song.
Okay. To know you is hard.
I'm coming up only to show you down for. And coming up only to show you wrong. To the outside, the dead leaves, they are the Lord. For they die, head trees hang their fall.
This is the Real BS Show, and it's about time to say goodnight.
Yes.
Once again, thanks, Mike. Stay safe. Live a long time. And Gary, you do the same thing. You take care of business over there, and we'll get you guys together soon when this is all over and figure out something.
Yeah.
Make some nice music. I know we can do it.
Yeah. The internet and software has a way.
Well, we got all the pieces and parts we can, and they got the talent, so
yeah,
we can take it from there.
They better get their vocal cords and their fingers ready if they want to do this.
Yeah, Gary can play a mean electric guitar. I mean, that would be neat to hear too.
Yeah, it'd be great to get those two harmonizing too. That'd be
right. Gary loves to harmonize, and that last song that played, he did a wonderful job.
Oh, definitely.
And so, Mike, Gary. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much. And Seth, it's time for my coronavirus song.
That's right. We'll finish off with
it's
that.
It's called Beat. What is it?
Beat It.
Beat It. Yeah, yeah. Beat It. We got to beat this.
Yeah, we got to beat it.
We can, we will. I'm sure it's just going to be painful until we get there, you know, the economy and everything else. And folks, don't jump back at this too fast, you know. I mean, right now everybody wants to go to work. Well, nothing's changed.
Right.
Ain't nothing changed. Nothing.
Right.
So, you know, you go back to work and boom, you could take off all over again. So,
right.
I don't know what the answer is, and I'll be the first one to admit that, but just be cautious, you know. Everybody, even after this thing's over, still wear a mask, rubber gloves, and stay away from everybody.
Right.
You know, be cautious. The flu's out there.
Right.
All right. Here's my coronavirus song. And good night, everyone. Good night, Seth.
Good night,
I'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
The creeks don't rise. And, it's snowing like a sucker out right now.
don't remind me.
So, okay, good night, folks. And here it is.